On this beautiful day, the 5th of July, we are in the heart of summer here, and for those in the southern hemisphere, we're in the heart of winter, and may you be blessed by it. Whatever season nature has provided for you, may it be a wonderful opportunity to explore a new season of your life and to progress in the seasons of your life in a meaningful and abundant and beautiful way. We are so blessed that the Spirit of Christ follows us through all the seasons of our life and beyond, that we may live a life not only fulfilled as a human being, but as a soul that has chosen for a while to be incarnate as a human being. The world today stresses humanism really heavily, and I think it's basically good because, let's face it, 200 years ago, that wasn't a concept at all. But unfortunately, in so many places, we are so missing humanity. We are so missing blessings and peace and joy and consideration one to another. This was instituted by Yeshua 2,000 years ago when one of his two standing commitments and commandments was to love one another. And so it was begun then and has been variously practiced in all too flawed a way in many, many cultures. There's been a renaissance of it in today's world, and I think it's partly because we are now so connected through the various means of communication. We're more aware of our brothers and sisters in other parts of the globe, what their joys and their troubles are, what their freedom is, what their lack of freedom is, how they are oppressed when they're oppressed, or the wonderful breakthroughs that we have, whether they're in science or medicine or education or technology, but most of all, breakthroughs in connections of love for one another. I don't think there's any miracle greater than that. I don't think there's any force in this world greater than simply love for one another to activate and instigate all the other elements of progress. And it's such a privilege to be here on Sunday to receive the blessings of Christ in harmony with one another, in unison with one another, in such a way that we go out into the world during the week and pass it on. Isn't that a wonderful thing to contemplate, that we're actually able to receive His blessings in such a way that the greater bounty of it spills over into the world around us to make it a better place and to tune our consciousness into something that will be a better place? I would love to hear from any of you who would like to speak. It's been a couple of times. I think I pretty much dominated the airwaves last time because I felt that Yeshua had something important to say. And I believe it was pretty much that way last time, the time before. And there's a little piece in my consciousness that says, please come forward, let's share. And while I'm waiting for people to get on the board, signing in, I do have one announcement to make, and it's an important one. That is, we have booked the hotel for our 2015 Christ Blessing Conference here in Corpus Christi. That will be on October the 10th and 11th. Of course, you'll be arriving on the 9th. Some people will be leaving on Monday, so it could be a four-day event for some of you, or even longer if you want to stay and have a vacation. The autumns here are just heavenly. When you think of October down here in the Texas Bend, don't think of October in Virginia or even October in Northern California. Think of October in Mexico. It's more like that, but it's where people come to experience delightful 70, 80 degree temperatures with very low humidity in the autumn. Whatever humidity we may be plagued with during the spring and summer is gone by October. So it's a lovely, lovely time to be here. And the hotel rates have plummeted. So we were able to actually reserve a block of rooms, $95 for a double room, which means if you're a couple or best friends or you want to share with a roommate, you know, that's only, what, let's see, about $47 a person per night. And that's really, really good. And the food down here is amazingly wonderful and very, very affordable. And we had really, really good food at the conference. Lunches are provided as part of the conference. There are great restaurants within walking distance and a full restaurant within the hotel. So you don't need a car if you don't want to have a car. The hotel is on the beach, not near the beach. It's on the beach. You walk out from the restaurant or in some cases out from your room right on the sandy shore. And our final blessing will be in the waters of the Gulf of Mexico. And yes, it's warm enough in early October to stand in the waters. We don't know whether what your tolerance for temperature is, so I can't say you're going to want to swim then, but some of you will. Those coming down from Canada will think it's a spa temperature. I think the waters are about in the 80s at that time, which is a little cool for some people, but refreshing for many people. So, but it's definitely wading temperature. So you'll enjoy the waters. You'll love the sunsets and just the energy of being here. So I'm going to take some calls now, and more if you sign on. Let's hear from our community, and we'll see how that leads into the next inspiration for a message. I see that Scott's on the phone. Hi, Scott.
Hello there.
Hello.
I'm having a wonderful experience growing in responsibility. I've got a nice opportunity in my life to grow in responsibility.
Oh, that's a wonderful growing.
Oh, yeah. It has to do with a group that I'm in that teaches communication skills and leadership mm-hmm. and leadership skills. And mm-hmm. they've just given me an opportunity to become an area director.
Oh, that's work as a, yeah. And let me mention something about you know, we're talking about how just being the love that we are increases our opportunity for miracles in life. Well, there's an interesting thing about responsibility, is it elevates our inner capacity for knowledge. You know, we can go to school and obtain what you might call acquired knowledge, the kind of knowledge you get from studying or from learning from someone else or from books or videos or teaching courses or just experience. All of that's acquired knowledge. But responsibility triggers our capacity for inner knowledge, and that's the greatest storehouse of knowledge you can acquire. So look for that as you experience these progressions of responsibility, Scott.
That's how it is. It feels like a pragmatic thing. It's very practical.
Mm-hmm.
I get to go into the other groups and communicate and, you know, give a presentation at the other groups in the community. So, and it's because I get to carry that love forward. I mean, that's where the meaning is for me. And
great.
Practical learning.
Comes that's great.
That right.
And I'm sure you're a blessing to it.
Thank you.
We will offer blessings for your great progress in that area, Scott, and I personally will hold you in my prayers. Chris, hi. I see you're you're on now. Hi, Chris. Do you need to unmute your phone, Chris? We can't hear you. Chris Dunn? We love you. We're waiting to hear, some words of wisdom from you, and you just disappeared. Oh my gosh. Let's try again. Okay, your line is open. Are you there? Well, my brother, we have done everything we can do on this side to get you over to this, into our arena. I'll just look for you trying again. You probably will. There you go. Give me just a minute to open your line. It doesn't seem to want to. Oh, and there you're on. Well, we hear you speaking in spirit. We know you're with us. We know you love us, but we'd love to hear your voice. So it's not coming across right now. And I'll just wait for that to happen. Just remember, you are on. I think. And as we progress forward, let's see. Anyone else want to come on? I know that a couple of times ago we had some people attempt to come on and we couldn't quite get you into the line. Let's think about trying again. All right, here's Chris. And you're on. Chris, you're on. Can you speak?
Yeah, yes. Can you hear me now? Yeah. What was happening was when you unmuted me, it immediately remuted me for some reason.
So weird.
Unmuted and then muted. Yeah.
Weird.
Maybe pushing on the screen, it would somehow double click. Anyway, I'm glad I got through. First off, I just want to say how excited I am about the October date. That's going to be awesome. Fits in amazingly well with my schedule. And, I grew up in the Rio Grande Valley, about 100 miles south of Corpus Christi.
Mm-hmm.
And just autumns were absolutely amazing. But anyway.
Oh, they are. It's the season we live for down here.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes the sun's too hot for me, but autumn is perfect.
Autumn is just splendid. It's paradisical, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and lots of fresh fruits are coming in from the valley. It's just amazing. So think vacation. If any of you couldn't get vacation time during the summer, plan it for the autumn. It's a wonderful way to come down and absorb the beautiful warmth of this area, and the energies down here are just absolutely lovely. Any blessing givers that are on the call that want to share your experience while being down here, that would be wonderful. Sign on, let everybody know how much you enjoyed it. In the meantime, Suzanne, you're on. Hi. Let's get you. I think we're having the same problem with Suzanne. This little system is not wanting to unmute people. But, Suzanne, you are on.
Let me add one more thing, Linda.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I just wanted to also express the idea about the blessing kind of being lived during the week. And what I find most interesting, it's almost like the body and our presence becomes a communication device of Christ's love. And I feel like it really transmits whether I say anything or not. But, so it's a wonderful, wonderful way to kind of perceive this body as a communication device and, just expressing not only with words, but energy. And, I love to have that energy of the Christ blessing in me. So thanks.
Oh, that's
enough.
That's wonderful. Wonderful. Actually, I've got a good analogy for that. Years and years ago, well, it would have been back in the early 80s, I was privileged to own 8 beautiful acres just outside Austin, Texas. And if you've ever been in Austin, you know that's a beautiful place. It's in the hill country of Texas, one of the most desirable areas to be. And on that 8 acres were 2 spring-fed creeks. One of them had a 14-foot waterfall, and you could see it had actually etched out the ground beneath it into the soil, bedrock beneath the waterfall, maybe, 8 or 10 feet. So there was a wonderful swimming hole. However, because of the hot Texas summers, it would become very, very dry by about June. The rains would be over, and the springs would dry up, and the waterfall would be gone. By the time you would want to swim, the waterfall was gone, and the creeks would be just barely creeping along, so they would gain a little bit of moss on them, and because of the snakes and such, it just wasn't a good place to swim. So we would pray for rain, and pray for rain so that enough would come so that we could enjoy swimming in the early autumn. But the interesting thing is that it would dry up so deeply that when the rains would start coming toward the end of summer, it would take more than one rain to bring the springs back into flowing. And this was spring water that was so pure. We had it tested. You could drink it. You could drink it right out of the ground. It came up from such a deep level, and it was just delightful, heavenly water. But it took rain after rain after rain. Probably, we did some measurements. It took at least 30 inches of rain before the aquifers would rise enough that the spring would come out. Now, that's one of the what does that have to do with Christ's blessing? Well, actually, it has a lot to do with it, because he's going to give you, in the blessing, all that you can absorb right now. Back in those days, that thirsty soil would absorb a big drenching rain, but most of it would run off. We could have a 3 or 4 inch rain that you would think would just soak the soil. But it would run off, and of course the creeks would run from the topsoil momentarily. They would run for, you know, a few days, 3 or 4 days, because there would be enough rain still pouring down from the watershed. And it would clean out the creek bed, and then it would be gone again. The springs weren't flowing yet. And even with all that water, the soil only absorbed so much. Actually, very little at first. But as the water began to penetrate the soil and the soil became more moist, it would absorb more. And then the percentage of absorption in relation to water runoff would increase. There would be more absorption and more and more. And then usually by about mid-September, we would start to see the springs flowing. That meant that the aquifers, the deep aquifers, had been siphoned up from the depths of the earth by the new water supplied into the soil. And this is really, really what happens to us in receiving Christ's blessing. Now, some of it you're going to receive today, and you're going to feel really good, and then you'll get on to your week, and maybe you wonder, well, where did it go? I thought it was going to last longer than it did. But you don't feel bad. You feel okay, and you feel optimistic enough. You're going to come back next week, and you'll receive a little more. And the more you receive, the more absorption you have, because you're creating pathways for absorbing and retaining it. It's like a siphon in many ways, and it goes deeper and deeper into the constitution of your being until the cells of your body are full of the blessing. And then the cells of light in your soul are full of more light. And then the breath of your spirit is more full of the breath of the Holy Spirit. And the springs will begin to flow. And when the springs begin to flow, that's when you begin to have this effect on life around you that doesn't require you to coach or preach or teach or present to others around you any recommendations or agendas. It's just you're there and things get better. It's kind of like when after the rains would come on that beautiful 8 acres, it was so lovely in the fall to pull in, park, get out of the car, and hear the water flowing. It refreshed me, body, heart, and soul. I would walk down, kick off my shoes, put my feet in the water, breathe deeply. Oh, it was just heavenly. And even, you know, one of the things that was so heavenly about it is realizing that I was witnessing a cycle of life. And that is that sometimes in the natural course of events, the earth can become depleted. But even though she's depleted, she can still receive the blessings of life. And that life is reborn in her. Sometimes in the course of our life, we become depleted. I know after I, pardon me, after I spent 2 years moving and then relocating our office here and doing all of this work and actually overspending on what it took to make a transition that cost more than I ever thought it would cost, I felt pretty doggone depleted. But thanks to the blessings of Christ and the generosity of our community, the springs are flowing again, and I can feel the nourishment. I can feel the beauty of life flowing where it needs to flow. And sometimes we can actually, we don't understand these cycles. If we don't understand them, we can get into thinking we've been punished or that we're not strong enough or we're not good enough or something's wrong with our life, or we can get depressed and not understand that all of life goes through these cycles. Sometimes we just have to push forward even though we don't quite have enough. Because we've got to make that extra mile. We've got to do it. Look at the pioneers that had to get across the Great Prairies to the lands, the promised lands they were moving toward. And sometimes it meant using the last cup of flour, the last cup of lard they had for biscuits. And the game was scarce, and they had very little means of hunting, and they had to resort to eating roots. But they made it. They pushed on. When they got there, they could then enjoy the great benison of revival and understanding that they would be replenished. They would be brought back to life. They would be nourished. And look at what they created out of this new nourishment. Some of the most awesome communities in the whole history of the United States grew out of the settlers moving west. I was very, very privileged and honored to paint a painting that celebrated that. It was called The Inheritance. And I think it's an appropriate thing to bring that into the conversation on this 4th of July weekend, because the dominant feature in it is the American flag. But it's not a soldier holding the flag. It's a woman and a child climbing a hill and overlooking a valley. And the valley is the Columbia River Valley in Oregon, which is where the Oregon Trail ended. And the Oregon Trail that went across these United States was the most traveled migration of humanity in the history of the world that went as a migration of families, not looking to escape something, but looking for something, looking for a better life. They traveled, men, women, children, parents, grandparents, all of those who could make it across this great trek. And many of them didn't make it across. And those who did had to really tighten their belt and suffer getting there. But when they got there, it literally was the promised land. Think of the Hebrews who left Egypt and traveled through the desert for 40 years. You think they weren't depleted? It took a while to bring up the waters of their replenishment. Moses knew that. He gave them time to replenish from their depletion. Otherwise, people will try to recover overnight, and it doesn't work. Actually, it can lead to some very, very harmful habits and indulgences and dependencies that do not nourish life. It's kind of like if you dive very deep into the ocean. You're a diver. You cannot come up too quickly because the body cannot reabsorb oxygen. You'll get what's called the bends if you pull too much oxygen into the body too quickly. Now, Yeshua knew this. He offered blessings when he walked on the earth gently. Sometimes it was just multiplying the fishes and allowing people to see that life can be miraculous. Giving people hope within the condition they're in. Yes, he could have actually just waved his hand and moved aside the condition they were in, and they wouldn't have known what to do with it. Through Moses, God could have done the same thing for the Hebrews, but he knew better. He knew that recovery from depletion, whether it's depletion of love or in depletion of encouragement or hope or health, whatever it is, healing occurs step by step by step. And the more we recover, the more we can recover. So cherish with gratitude every increment of recovery you experience. If it's financial, set your life up so that tomorrow you make $5 and cherish it. Invest it and think about what $5 can produce and stop worrying that you didn't get the $500 you thought you needed. Make the most of everything you have. And what happens is that you increase your attractability, you increase your absorbability, you increase your ability to expand and expand with, shall we say, potency, the kind of expansion that really does work and really creates a fountain for your life, an overflowing abundance for your life, so that when it comes, you're standing on a rock and not on sand that could be wiped out from under you. So let's be in our heart for this blessing. Let's be ready to receive whatever we can. The 7 minutes you spend after the blessing are extremely important, because that's the time in which you absorb it. You take it into your body, heart, soul, and being. Whatever you have received, it will be more than you actually can assimilate. It's just the way it is. It's like the soil on that 8 acres I described to you. It can only absorb so much, but the more moist the ground becomes, the more it can absorb. Come back next week or during the week. Relive the blessing. Pause for a few moments in the week and feel what it felt like. Let yourself receive more. Enjoy the blessing through your prayers, through your inspirational activities, through your good works in life. And let the little bit become more and more and more. So let us begin. I would ask the blessing givers to join me. Everybody else be seated. Kick your shoes off and be prepared to just be comfortable, at peace within yourself, open to the blessings of the Holy Spirit, of Christ, of God the Father, and our beautiful Mother Earth. I will open with an invocation to Yeshua, and then you be in your prayer. Ask for whatever you need, and know that God knows your needs, even beyond what you know. Let us begin. Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, the one who loves us beyond whatever we even can receive as love, who loves us unconditionally in all times, all places, and all conditions. We thank you for your abundant love, most of which we've not even been able to receive, because we limit our receiving of love. We thank you for being there, and we ask that you help us open the doors and windows of our life that we may experience more love, more health, more healing, more abundance, more friendship, more support, more learning, more awareness, a better community, healed families, unity, that we may enjoy more self-respect, more confidence, and more ability to apply all of our talents to life. Thank you for being with us now, at this moment, to offer your miraculous blessing that we may receive all that our cup may hold. Amen. The blessings have been given. Now go and finish your receiving of them by resting. During that time, do not think. Don't even continue your prayers. Just be, rest, and receive and be nourished with the blessings of God. I wish you a wonderful week and look forward to being with you again next Sunday. Bye-bye for now.